Welcome to the Paint Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we're back. Time to Paint It Black. I'm your host, judge, and referee, Pete. And joining me this week, we got Brian.
What's going on?
We got Lou.
Hey, what's up?
And back again from video games, VG times 3, we got Dan.
Good to be back.
Welcome
back.
Good
to be back.
How's everyone doing?
I'm like the backup guest.
Yeah, when we're in a pinch.
B-U-G. Call Dan. We could call myself the bug. You catching the bug, Lou? You got a bug?
No.
The backup guest?
Looks like Lou has the flu, bro. He's got the bug, definitely.
He's coming down with a bug.
He even got the shot for it this year and everything. He still caught it.
Still caught the bug. Sounds like a bad radio station.
The bug. Yeah. Get squashed.
94.3, the bug. All during the month of Rocktober. Here comes another rock block.
Just let it die, Pete. It's been not funny for a while now.
I love it so much.
Oh, man. So, Dan, how have you been this week?
I've been good, man. It was a good week. Nice weather. Went back to work from the leg break.
The old broken leg.
Yeah, yeah. My wife got me a shirt that said break a leg for my first day. That was cute, I guess. Wore that. You know, construction crews enjoy a little humor. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I'll be break a leg guy for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, you snapped your leg too, bro.
I know.
Doesn't happen every day.
I'm more metal than man. I got that Wolverine leg.
You got one Wolverine leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And no claws.
Just that one part is pretty indestructible. The rest of you just...
Mm-hmm.
Just like pretty much bitch made.
Yeah, D-list Marvel character. Metal leg.
It's like Iron Fist, but I kick people in the face.
He still got that reach.
If he was a Marvel character, they wouldn't accentuate his positives. They would accentuate his negatives. He'd be called bitch made.
I would still beat you, though, right? You got no metal on you, do you? You think I'm not going to take down that thin-ass gold chain of yours?
Thick as fuck, bro. You got to respect that.
No, dude.
I don't.
It's more gold than you've ever seen in one place before.
Please.
And your name's not alliterative enough to be a Marvel character.
Yeah, come on, man.
Daniel Douglas.
Yeah, oh, got to go middle name.
DDP.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, he does yoga now.
You do that.
You still
yoga,
doing that shit?
I love it, yeah. I haven't done it in a week or two because my grandfather's been.
What got you on that though? Did you find that, or was it the Undertaker special, like everyone else on the planet?
Jake the Snake special.
Jake the Snake, yeah.
Well, no, I was looking.
Undertaker had that picture with the crutch in Starbucks or whatever.
No,
he's walking around on crutches now. The dead man.
I was, I was looking, for something to. I always did weights all my life, and I'm trying to lose weight, not gain mass. You know, it's like hard to lose weight when you're like pumping iron and stuff like that. So. I was like, all right, man, let me try this because I saw like a lot of the success stories from that, and it's working pretty good, man. I get a lot more flexible. Like it's really. Has
Ken noticed anything in the bedroom?
Absolutely, man. He can't even keep up with me anymore.
All right,
yeah, man. It's nice, I'm trying to turn him on.
That's
to
why
it.
He's going right.
A lot of downward dog, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No, pile driver.
A little upward facing every once in a while.
You got to run before you can walk.
I'm like fucking Rob Van Dam with both feet on two chairs, just bah, bah. Thank you, DDP Yoga.
Nah, man, pile driver has been forbidden. You had to get rid of that. Too dangerous.
Yeah, put Stone Cold out of business.
Paul Orndorff died, I think. Yeah. We watched Paul Orndorff die.
He caught the pile. Was it? I didn't even call a pile driver. He just like took a wrong.
He
step.
Gave. Brian and I were watching, and I was like, "Who's that old man?" He's like, "It's Paul Orndorff." He gives a pile driver, and he's out cold. And I was like, "There's no way that was scripted that he gives a pile driver and falls over."
He was delivering the pile.
Yeah, he delivered it, and then he just didn't get back up.
It was an elimination tag match at like the end of WCW, so like they were just grasping at straws at this point. You had an unmasked Rey Mysterio had to jump in the ring after Paul Orndorff couldn't move and had to continue the match, and it was elimination tag. And you had this guy in the middle of the ring with medics. Just like, you okay, man? He's like, no, I'm not okay. I can't move. And like they're trying to still have a match in the middle of the ring, so just calling and being like, yeah, Paul Orndorff, man, probably shouldn't have got a 65-year-old guy to come wrestle.
Yeah, that's sad.
I don't even know who Paul Orndorff was, except for that one amazing pile driver.
Orndorff?
Paul Orndorff. He was in he headlined WrestleMania 1 with Roddy Piper.
It's a hard enough last name without the New York accents flowing around.
Yeah, Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
There's no way that guy's going to be successful.
It's like some Kansas City shit, bro. I don't know about that.
Well, listen to Getting Over in Wrestling. What is it? Getting Over in Wrestling?
Yeah, Getting Over in Wrestling, man.
Yeah, listen to that for more of this.
Was it? There was a funny story with that. there's one, there's a wrestler that has this gimmick is the lone wolf, right? And then we basically in that show we book the, you know, the WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
And host of the show, Danny, he's like, I want him to put in wolf teeth and wolf eyes, and I'm like, bro, that's the fucking worst that's idea I've ever heard.
Man, get a wolf pelt hat. Or he's something. Like, I really want him to embrace. Fucking murdered.
He's like, he said he wanted a wolf pelt. I was like, he's like, I really want him to embrace this wolf character, and I'm like,
so run in there like Inuyasha. Taking dudes down.
I wanted him to. I said I was down with it as long as he ran out of the ring like he was ran to the ring like he was shot out of a fucking cannon, like the warrior, and just all he did was give out standard karate chops. He was like,
just a karate chop and wolf.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, at that point I'm with it. All right, he's not down for titles. He's a lone wolf. He just karate chopping motherfuckers and running out. He's like,
oh, he's got a howl too.
Oh yeah,
you got a howl going.
If you're gonna do the wolf thing, you gotta have a howl.
Oh, if you're going to fully embrace the wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're howling all day.
You got to be hungry like the wolf. Mm-hmm.
I'd like it better if they had a whimper when they got hit. Like, they got hit and they're like...
they run around. Licking his wound.
Like, he's constantly
I
on top of...
I respect that more.
He's constantly on top of people. They always step on his feet and he's like, arr! And he just scares them.
Somebody gets behind him in the back room and all of a sudden he's their beta. You know?
His berserker rage could be easily calmed by a treat or a rawhide bone.
Yeah, man, I honestly, it annoys me with dogs where they gotta be right up on your shit. Like, where I'm trying to walk and, like, just do my day, like, my morning routine, and the dog's like, friend, like, right next to me, and I'm like, I'm tripping over him, I'm stepping on his feet.
Bro, try having a broken leg and a corgi in the house, man. I couldn't do that.
Can
all over my
corgis
shit.
Get a lot of height?
No, that's the whole point, man. You don't see them coming.
Right. Stealthy. You know,
fucking, they're right under me.
Corgis, the canine ottoman. The perfect guy to put your feet on.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, your dog's no different, though.
Like speed bumps.
He's fatter. He's more of like a...
he's a love seat.
Pillow. Like.
Yeah, he's a beanbag chair.
Yeah, for sure. Lou, how was your week, man?
It was all right. You know, a lot of tripping over dogs in my house, too.
So we all tripping over dogs, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yep, tripping over bitches.
So why don't we just jump ahead and just start the scoring of this thing. Mm. And then we'll banter more. Mm. But play that gentleman's drink song.
Oh, yeah, we're drinking.
So we actually have beers in here.
We are drinking.
Sorry, there's a palpable that won't go away.
There we go. All right, so Brian's roommate was nice enough to surprise us with some Narragansetts. We will be drinking that.
Narragansetts?
Narragansett.
Yeah. It sounds like, I don't know, like some like just hoity-toity shit.
It's a terrible name. Yeah. It is a terrible name.
It's like, oh, you got some Narragansetts?
It's not bad, though.
No, it's not bad at all. It's an IPA.
Oh, so Lou hates it, then. It's IPA.
No, he got the lager.
No, he got the lager.
Oh. You see?
Pete and I are rolling with the IPAs. It's a 4.7, which is a low for IPA, but it's called Town Beach, which, since it's in a can and it's low IPA, generally that means it's meant for a summer day or whatever like that.
Yeah, and
look
it's
at this Dan. He's a hoity-toity with the beer. Look at
and
that.
Narragansett's just the name of the place where it was brewed, being Narragansett, Rhode Island.
I would like for you to have a show where you were just really, really like snooty with beer.
I'd be into it. Yeah. I'd be into it.
Like it started off just like this with Masterpiece Theater, where you have like a big book and you close it. And you have
I'm gonna tell you right now, these are 16-ounce cans, which I'm not a big fan of. Lou's got one over there, and if he peeled it back and Shaq's big ugly mug was standing, I'd lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, man, you gotta switch your drink at that point, bro. You gotta go to this Coke. I fuck iced tea.
It's just too delicious, man.
Even if Shaq's fucking shacking you?
I might just go green tea. He hasn't shacked me on the green tea yet.
Yet.
You got to realize how many of those they didn't sell where they're just like, bring them back, empty them.
Was that an Arizona thing?
Yeah.
Was it the Shaq thing was an Arizona thing?
Well, they were selling it at 7-Eleven exclusively, I think, but I don't know anyone that ever bought one of them.
They probably just canned it in the same place or something. You had a surplus.
I don't understand that because, like, they have, like, the Yeezys, like, the shoes and stuff, and you're like, oh, all right, they're Kanye's, I'll buy that. I'm not like that, but I can understand where people are like that. I could never picture someone walking past and be like, oh, shit, Shaq's got a soda. I just couldn't see it.
I couldn't see anyone walking back, oh, shit, Shaq's on Icy Hot? You know he gets sore.
No, yeah, no, his back gets sore, I'm sure, dude.
Yeah, but I don't need some dinosauric type of Icy Hot, bro. Just give me the regular man Icy Hot.
No, that's the good stuff. The Shaq stuff, man. That's premium
Your
stuff.
Fucking whole back is numb, bro. It's like and freezing.
It's like an epidural. It's like you're having a baby, and they put the Shaq Icy Hot on your back.
Yeah, it's like you can put it around your whole belt. It's like a belt.
Yeah.
I don't need some dinosaur shit.
Well, before we go further anymore, I didn't get to say the spiel. For those who don't know, at this point on, I'm scoring this thing. Hmm. So everything funny you say gets a point, not funny gets a dong, and then we edit all up at the end. Winner gets 20 seconds at the end to say whatever they want. And back to it. Icy Hot, where were we?
I know you killed it, man.
Yeah, that man. Might as well move on.
Moving on. All right. Fuck Jack.
Yeah, basically, fuck Jack.
So, any stories from the week? Interesting things?
I got engaged, man.
Mm.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, dude. And I saw that on Facebook, and I saw he took the picture of her with the ring, and then she was had the ring at dinner, and it was, like I said, it was a fucking bold move asking before dinner, dude, because that could have been one awkward, hungry ride home, bro.
Yeah. I thought it was a bold decision to only post photos where neither of you were smiling.
Yes. Mm. I was going to say, he still has a haunty look, though.
That's a good look, you know?
Yeah. I see you do like a half a duck face.
You did Blue Steel a little bit. Yeah.
Justin says that all the time. He's like, bro, you got one look.
I've never seen you turn left either.
It's the Pierce Bronson 007 look. He got it in the 90s, and he just kept on keeping it. He did it once on his high school yearbook.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because he's got the tux in the high school yearbook, and he's giving that look.
Yeah, man. It's kind of weird.
All you need is a camera twirl, scope, and it's done.
Yeah, I got the one look, man. Don't hate. All right. But yeah, it's kind of weird. It's not kind of weird. I think it's cool. We're probably going to get married next September. So, Pete, you're the last one of the old dominoes to fall here at Painted Black.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm good.
Saint the Marian, man?
I don't know. I think Pete's going to one day just elope.
Get rid of that silly little rule of man-to-man marriage, he will definitely get
married. Or that the husband has to pay for most of the wedding.
So, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that. And then, the grandfather's on the old deathbed. And
is he talking?
Nah, man, he hasn't talked in a week.
That stinks.
Yeah, he's getting fevers now, so the doctor's like, yeah, man, it's imminent. So,
oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so, and yeah, it's sad, man. Life moves on. But
yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I told him that I was I proposed to her, and then he just went into this fucking collapse, bro. I don't know what happened to him, man.
So like, she's black.
Yeah.
He's an old Italian dude.
Oh, you're killing me. Oh, you're killing me. Yeah, man, he just couldn't handle it.
It's the way you said it. You're just like, Grandpa, the drunk alleys will be mixed race from now on. He's like, oh, shit, yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Well, I should have just said I'm getting married.
He should be cool that he was Sicilian, you know?
Yeah. It's just coming all full circle, I guess. You know?
Ah, Svenja!
Yeah, and your son will marry a black woman, and then that's, you're back, baby.
There we go, man. All the way. We went white to black, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael Jackson. Actually, no, I shouldn't say thank you, Michael Jackson. He was a rapist, right?
He
was a rapist.
Mm. Yeah.
Child pornography and all that.
Bestiality.
And a ghoul.
Mm. He had a monkey.
That was like probably the least offensive thing he did.
You don't know what he did to that monkey.
Right.
You're all avoiding the fact that the man could dance.
Dance his ass off.
Yeah.
That's right. All is forgiven. He could moonwalk.
Do you think any pedophiles out there were like, I got to learn to dance?
Thing, bro. No one even questions your fucking pedophilia.
Look, it's a running thing. You want to beat your wife? Move like Chris Brown. Yeah. He got away with it.
He didn't. Well, he wasn't married to them.
Doesn't matter. Well, beat his woman severely.
Right.
But he can move.
Uh-huh.
Well, true, but I guess.
Bit her face, man. That was wild.
Yeah, but that West Indian bitch, you don't know what she was saying to them, man. They're fiery people. Yeah. They kill people every year at the parade, multiple people.
Yeah.
So, like, she'd probably like, oh, your mother, this brother.
She was praying to Jobu or something.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Chris Brown, you stupid idiot. Bah! And then he probably had too much.
Jobu, like Major League?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jobu. Yeah, Jobu, bro.
She's like, you have no marbles. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, man, you know, there's only so much you could take from that fucking West Indian bitch, and then he had to just... I don't know any of his songs, so I would have had a lyric.
Yeah, I couldn't name
it. Yeah, you do. It's that one wedding song that was... Everyone comes into that one song. You'll probably come into that one song. You'll find out on your wedding
Night's
day.
It's gonna be a good night.
Oh, don't come into that.
No.
I'm trying... I don't know. You're like, I'm trying to figure out the song he does.
It's like on the internet, the Forever... And you know it.
Every song I've heard
tonight's
in the past 6 years.
Gonna be.
He's got the same song, dude. He's got three albums of the same song, so it's that song.
Yo, man, he's sexy, dances well, bro. Get over it. You don't need any different songs when you dance like that, bro.
He is sexy as fuck.
Chiseled out of, I guess, beige granite.
So on the day, on the show, when you announced that you had bought the ring, mm-hmm. after the show, we all went downstairs and we're just talking about weddings in general, and your woman busted in, and you two got into a proper argument about big versus small wedding. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I'm going to do probably like 100, 150 people, somewhere around there.
Are you going to do the whole like catering hall thing?
No, I think like PT did.
Beach?
Beach. I'm going to do that.
He is a beach.
Yes, he is.
Are you going to do summer?
September. Like right when Jay got married, like probably the 8th or 9th.
Nice, man.
All right, actually, but you too.
Yeah.
I can't do September 11th to get the discount because it's on Tuesday this year.
You had checked it out, though. See?
I learned from a man, Rise, over here. You know what's funny? I'll never call you Rise like Phoenix on motherfucking on VG times 3, but on this show, when I just call you Dan. Yeah, so we're probably going to do the that kind of wedding, and probably be cool. Something to look forward to after this all this ugliness with the old grandpa.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Give you some time.
Yeah. So it was fun. So.
Damn, son, we are bullshitting. You know what I mean? We haven't even hit the news.
Yeah, man. So, Pete, news.
Hit the theme.
I'm not ready for the theme. Be bullshit some more.
Yeah, Pete, hit the button. You have the button. All right.
Oh, yeah. Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah.
Just going to give you guys a heads up. It was a slow news week this week. So, see if we can't pick these bones clean.
All right, Lou. Time to pick up the slack for Pete.
Get those sound bites.
Ready, Dan?
Yeah.
Gotta fucking...
That's why you called the bug, son. Come on.
I'm writing down the bug. All right.
Lou's got I have to change that. Caca, like a
the fly of the bumblebee. Stung. Yeah, fly of the bumblebee.
Right, make like a hip hop mix out of that.
All right,
all right. First story comes to us from Texas, where a student at Texas A&M. Shut up, man. I'm tired. Some asshole had me driving all
We're
over.
We're picking up earlier. Slack. Just shut up and read the story.
From Texas Tex-Mex.
From Texas. Texas down in there.
Just handing out the dong
from points. Texas M&M.
from Texas Shumalama Ding Dong.
From Texas A&M. A student was
that was uncalled for.
I know.
You said it perfectly.
I thought he was going to fuck up that time. My bad. All right. I'm sorry, Pete. Texas A&M.
A student was arrested Wednesday night after authorities said she crashed her car into the back of a parked police car. They found out that she crashed into the parked car because she was A, drinking, and B, Snapchatting a topless picture to her boyfriend all at the same time.
Shit, she couldn't get out of it? Ticket, man?
So we got pics? Pics or it didn't happen?
I have a mugshot.
Nah, that's she's not sexy. The pic. Oh, come on.
I don't have the Snapchat.
Those you got a link to the Snapchat?
They disappear right. after
Let me see
seconds.
This topless broad who couldn't get away out of a ticket.
That's the girl right there. A little bit of a small photo. Apparently when they...
Dime a dozen, I think.
Yeah, nothing to speak of.
There's nothing dime piece about that bitch.
All right, I'm definitely going to make a note of it. I want to... I'm going to get that for the repertoire.
Yeah, good old like tuba sound.
Yeah, that's a... no, not even tuba, dude. That is a trombone bitch.
Who
that's
let the dogs out? Woof!
Nah, this chick's like a slide whistle. Best.
Yeah.
That's a chick that's just like you just kind of go to a bar and take home, man. Just never talk to her ever again.
I actually...
That's why she's all fast and loose with the Snapchat.
I bought a slide whistle, but it doesn't perform. It gets jammed up.
Story of your life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn. You got a jammed up whistle, Lou?
Yeah. Yes.
Just clear that shit, bro.
I got to oil the whistle.
Tell your wife to help you out with that, and then she can unclog that shit.
Anyway, yeah, so they went up to her car after she crashed into the police car, and she was busy trying to put her shirt back on, and then they also found a bunch of booze in the car, so she got a Class B misdemeanor and ticketed for being a minor in possession
of
alcohol.
What do you think what do you think your priority would be there? Because you're you're in more trouble for the alcohol, but like... Did she make the right move? Did she throw the shirt on? Because I think I would have just been topless throwing beers in the back.
Well, the other thing is she was 19, so she's also underage.
No, she's not. Oh, you're drinking.
Drinking age.
Drinking age.
Yeah.
I don't know about Texas. Maybe they were a little... Lucy there?
14.
14?
Not a bang. For drinking, 21.
Right, right.
Yeah.
For marrying.
For marrying purposes, 14.
Yeah, so open container and the like. So, anybody use that Snapchat bullshit?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's stupid.
I was at a Stevie Aoki concert, and he jumped up on his DJ booth. He's like, yo, who wants to be in my Snapchat? And everyone's like, yeah. So I imagine it's fun. I don't know.
It's not.
No?
It's the same shit as Instagram or anything else.
Only
it's
it doesn't last.
Pictures. Yeah.
So you can't even save your picture.
Yeah, but someone can screen cap it.
Yeah.
Real easy.
Screen cap? What do you
mean? It's supposed to erase after like 30 seconds, but I can just, you know how you hit it on your iPhone, you screen cap real fast? You can do that.
So, wait, you have to literally be looking at that person's Snapchat as they're doing it?
No.
They send it to you, and it's supposed to disappear after like 10 seconds, so it's just like a quick hit, but people all over the internet get in trouble for like racist shit they send out, and someone screen caps it and puts them on blast on the internet or whatever.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, lots of nudie pictures flying around on that thing.
Bunch of snitches.
By my understanding.
Snitches. So, it's just basically for dong and titty shots, huh?
Pretty much. It's like an app-based dick pic sender.
Someone needs to introduce Anthony Weiner to Snapchat.
Yeah, something that's erasable.
Or someone needs to clear his browser history.
Someone needs to take that guy off the computer.
Nah, yeah, he's doing too much work.
His wife works for Hillary. He can't get a cleanser of some kind for the internet. Come on, dude.
Honestly, Anthony, did you hear what happened today, man? Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's topical, damn it.
I think Weiner might take down Hillary, man. Fucking Trump might be president because Anthony Weiner can't just keep his dick in his pants.
What do you do now?
I didn't hear about it.
I didn't hear the story.
That's nice.
All right, well,
go ahead.
It's topical. It's topical, damn it.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Basically, I don't know.
Basically, I like to read headlines.
Yeah. No, was it something? It was something. I didn't read the whole thing, but something basically like one of the emails was that he was sending back and forth to Hillary. Has something to do with this 15-year-old girl that he was fucking with, and that now they're reopening the Hillary thing,
the whole email thing.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Weiner.
That's what you say a lot to yourself, like
every time I have sex.
Way to go, Weiner.
Yeah.
Give a little pat on the head. Well done.
High five. Low five. Who am I kidding?
Does hang low. Next story comes to us from Michigan, where a 59-year-old guy named Douglas Levy. He brought home some potatoes last month for his wife to cook for him and his 6-year-old daughter. But when he started making them one night, his wife, 51-year-old Bobby, said she really didn't want potatoes. And I guess they're just eating potatoes. According to the story, it just sounds like all they're eating is fucking potatoes. Even though they had a perfectly good frozen burrito in the freezer, which she proceeded to beat him with after she...
Did she kill him?
No, she just started whacking him with a burrito.
7 layers?
And then... I hope, probably.
A foot-long burrito?
Might have killed him then.
That's some Chris Brown shit right there.
Yeah. Mm. You got to be able to dance to support that.
Yeah.
Then she started chasing him around the house with a pair of scissors. Screaming, what are you, a woman?
You should have knocked that bitch out.
Yeah.
It's like, yo. She'd be like, yo, Janae Rice, bop!
I don't know who that is.
Ray Rice's wife that he knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
At that elevator.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Knocked it out, cold.
Oh, that video. Mm. I remember that video.
That was damning.
Yeah, no coming back from that shit.
It helped that he wasn't any good.
Okay.
If he was awesome, they would have been like, you know what? Let's have to look past that.
Peter, I got to say, maybe you're going too deep for these news stories, because that is obviously from like a local paper. Hey,
that's like somebody's Facebook post.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, you're going too hard for this podcast, Pete.
There's only two things in the news right now, and they're both presidential candidates, and I don't want to talk about them that much.
I feel like since Gawker's went down, you got no place to go.
Piece of the bus. I told you so bad.
I told you it's a slow news week, and I'm already pissed at you for making me drive around earlier.
Yeah.
So fuck off, bug.
He's gonna squish too early. Yeah.
Dan's box is empty, bro.
I mean, you got here 2 hours early to prepare, and this is what you got.
Oh, maybe I would have been able to prepare more if somebody didn't tell me the other show was canceled, Dick.
I did not know that. I didn't tell you.
Still haven't gotten an apology.
I said sorry when I walked in. I said sorry.
You said, yeah, Brian.
I also texted you. I'm sorry.
There was no sorry.
Pete, don't air this dirty laundry out on the air.
Yeah, hide your shame.
Oh, man. If Pete ever got beat up by his wife, he'd definitely tell everybody.
To everyone. Mm-hmm. This bitch had a burrito.
Bah, nuts. Bah, bah.
All right, next story out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Woo!
A woman is dead.
Woo!
But she sounds like she was a real bitch.
Woo!
Her name was Ebony Little.
That sounds racist.
What a little bitch.
Yeah. I didn't name her. No, 26-year-old woman.
The Black Thumbelina. Ebony. It sounds like the Black Thumbelina.
Ebony bitch.
Well, she's a bitch because she was driving down the street and she spotted somebody walking down the side of the street that she had a beef with. So she just did what you do and tried to mow her down.
It's like she keeps it real, Pete.
GTA, well, motherfucker!
You know, don't mow her down, but definitely open the door as she passed by.
That would have...
Give her a love tap.
Well, that would have saved her life because instead she drove off of the road, missed entirely. Hit the
well, keeping it real goes wrong.
Let's see. She overcorrected, lost control, causing her 1995 Lexus to cross the double yellow line divider into oncoming traffic, and now she did.
I think the saddest part of that story is 1995 Lexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What a jet piece of shit that is. I admit, you wouldn't die in an American car, but like a tank.
If you're going to drive a Lexus or a Beamer or anything like that, you got to keep it recent or you look like a slob.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's like, oh, I'm going to hop in my Beamer and it's like over 10 years old, come on, man.
Like, what, you got an Arab taxi over there, bro? What the fuck's that? Diesel.
Anyway, so she's dead. The person she went head into, they're fine. The person she was trying to kill, completely missed that one.
Great life. Just having a great life.
Yeah.
So, if you want to...
She's like, hate is going to hate.
They do say she was, of course, drunk.
You know, alcohol fuels a lot of just vicious acts, man. I can't believe everyone's just drunk, doing foul things.
You never see, like, both assailants were high and started beefing. You never see that shit.
They smoked a joint, and they just...
They were smoked up, so you know they just started going at it.
Yeah, man. They went to Sev's and just got all types of Frito-Lay products.
We got another local news story here.
Mm-hmm.
This one's out of Tennessee.
That's local?
No, like this definitely came out of like some local paper.
Oh.
But a 22-year-old young Tennessee man knocked his mother out cold this week for, hit her with a hockey stick in the head because she wouldn't pay for his Taco Bell.
You know, they have the hockey team over there. It's called the Predators. So, I mean, you know.
That's an interesting fact.
Way to contribute.
Nice story. Nice story, Pete.
Tennessee, the capital of Tennessee is Nashville.
Elvis Presley? Graceland. Nashville.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, I think, is from there, too. I don't know. I'm not saying 100%, but I think country
music. Brian, we're dealing with Tennessee facts here, not Tennessee fiction, damn it.
Look, no, you know what? It's borderline fact and fiction to me. I'm not 100%.
Okay.
I'd say 60% sure. Dolly Parton's definitely from there.
So where Dollywood is.
Is it?
Yep.
I've never been to Dollywood. Is that Dolly, like, related?
It's
a lot of her songs.
It's a strip
club. No, but I mean, her songs, like, is it, like... Disneyland, where they got amusement rides based on her songs or anything, or is it just like some whack?
I love to go on the old Jolene.
Yeah,
like
the
old
Jolene.
The Jolene.
Take the 9 to 5.
Everybody does. Ride Jolene. Everybody does.
And they have the, what's that, the bodyguard song? And I will always love you.
Yeah, she did write that one.
Right? Goodbye, Earl, where you just get to fake murder someone. I don't know.
She didn't write that. She sang that originally. It was for the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Texas
facts, everyone. Texas. Mm.
Texas facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's an educational podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So the story actually just gets sadder the more you hear about it, because he actually stole her debit card to bring to the Taco Bell, and it turned out that the balance on said card was negative, so that he couldn't buy his tacos. Apparently sick of his mother's shit, he whacked her with a hockey stick.
Like he whacked her like the
40 Italian, whacks.
Like the mob does? Or well, like,
if they, the mob just cracks you in the back of the head with a hockey stick. Yeah.
When he whacked her.
Yeah. Like
that's
Caban.
What he's saying. Yeah. Like whacked.
Yeah, like she got
whack him off.
Yeah, like the mob of Tennessee sleeps with the fishes type.
Yeah.
Mob.
Like,
he went walked up behind her, went kabong, and just whacked her over the head.
I didn't really play a lot of hockey in Tennessee.
No, you don't say.
No.
Not a big hockey state, I would imagine.
Right.
They have the Predators. I know that for a fact.
No. Oh, shit. It all comes full circle. Look at that.
Yes.
We actually learned something.
Yep.
All right, so she was fine, to answer the question. He didn't whack.
I didn't answer that. Yep. I don't care. This woman.
I don't make the news, Dan.
No.
Every dong you get is because you made him come back
here. I'm surprised these people made the news.
Slow news week. I set it up top.
Domestic disputes galore this week around America.
How about this one?
In the news, local about, man gets engaged.
Everyone bored of his story in the first 10 minutes of this show.
Oh, damn.
Here's one that's
local,
not a
thing. Local news, the guy with the beanie head's a little bit peeved.
Local man gets engaged, later roasted.
Wow. All right, here's another one. Mm-hmm. We'll do this one. This one actually made the rounds online this week because it involves a kid. A 7-year-old caught on camera in his school, just standing there, and an adult man, a father of another schoolmate, just walking down, duffs him in the stomach, and then just casually walks off.
Respect.
Respect that.
Respect.
Respect, mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are pissed.
I'm sure they are.
People are pissed over anything, dude.
Yeah, it's true. It looks, I watched the video, it's only like 30 seconds, it looks almost like he's just giving him like a little playful punch until you see the kid crumble.
Like the double dragon bitch?
Yeah, like
boom!
You gotta learn how to do it. Lou, do you know how to pick up, over his shoulder. Do you know how to get revenge for your kid yet?
How to get revenge?
Yeah, like, not Scooby-Doo revenge, but like,
revenge?
Yeah. Do you know how to get revenge for your kid, like if somebody pushes him down on the playground or anything yet?
Enlighten me, man.
Well, if they like both bump down, you gotta pick them both up. Like, oh, you guys okay? And then give a little shoulder pinch. You know what I'm saying? Like, little,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. Pinches? Yeah,
yeah. Bitch move, bro. I thought you were gonna give like some like he was my father, prepare to die type stuff. Like,
my son's not my father, dude. I don't know.
Oh, he was my son. I don't know.
Believe me, if they murdered my son, I'd be all after him. I'd be riding all after that 6-fingered dude.
All right, the guy didn't get arrested for this. He claims he was just playing around, but the mother is...
Just playing. Boom!
The mother's up in arms with her very, like, just dramatic statement. You don't bully a child. You don't torment a child. I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to none of your kids.
Like, you couldn't, bitch.
Yeah.
My kids, I'll feel much better.
You try to punch my kid in the stomach, see what happens.
Yeah.
And then she ended with, I'll feel much better when he is locked up.
Mm. Oh, he's definitely getting locked up for that.
No, they set him free, he said.
Well, they haven't arrested him.
There you go.
Yet.
Then, like the was it the moms are all gonna get together, arrest that poor father, just punch kids.
They're gonna like Freddy Krueger him, just trap him in a warehouse, light that bitch on fire.
Yeah. Well, he didn't rape a kid.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, man. It's 2016. People get hot over anything.
They get hot over everything.
Yeah.
You been in Whole Foods lately?
Nah, man.
The Whole Foods on Jericho Turnpike has a sign that says, "We appreciate you not referring to our employees under a gender-specific name."
Like, excuse me, miss?
Yeah, none of that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, none of that.
I'll leave it to you to decide what you call yourself.
Yeah.
Isn't that more insulting than, like...
Hey, you? Yeah, like, that's. I would imagine it's like, a little ruder, but...
Like, hey, you! I'm not gender-specific. I can't be too specific.
I will now get all their attention with, hey, bozo.
Yo, faggot.
No, it's, that's still kind of
specific. That's a little more gender specific.
No.
Hey, dum-dum.
Yo, bitch.
Hey, minimum wage worker.
Yo, peon.
Peon. All right, next story. We got a 16-year-old who got a concussion, went into a coma, woke up, can only speak Spanish. I thought that was interesting.
Did it happen in Mexico? Because that's not interesting.
Oh, shit. No.
Where did that happen?
I'm looking for the location.
Brentwood.
If it happened in Germany, that's bonkers, because there's no fucking reason for that kid to know. China? All right. Yeah, I'd go with China, too.
Doesn't say where it's from, but he's an English speaker. It does specify that he's only an English speaker. He knew some Spanish because he took it in school, but he... woke up from his coma completely fluent and only able to speak Spanish.
It's like phenomenon.
He's now regained his English and is slowly fading from the Spanish, but they say this is a count of foreign accent syndrome, which is an extremely rare brain condition.
Where did this happen?
It only happened to one dude.
No, I got a couple of examples here.
Where did it happen?
It doesn't specify.
So it was in the South, so he's probably like just talking with a Mexican accent. He's like, yeah. Hey, Holmes, what happened to me, eh? It's like he speaks Spanish.
Yeah. Ay, Dios mío.
He just looks like slurring like a cholo.
He just sounds like the nasal next beat. Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine what kind of train wreck it would be for Donald Trump if he got that? Like, if he got.
Oh, that's like a Twilight Zone episode.
It's going to be grande, weeks. Let me tell you.
Ay, Dios mío.
Grande. Fabuloso grande.
But we have a couple examples of this happening. The first reported case.
Yo soy
case.
Grande hombre.
Buzz.
Huevos grande.
First. Nasty muchacha.
Okay, that was a good one. First case was in 1941 when a Norwegian woman suffered a shrapnel injury during a German bombing run and started speaking with a German accent.
They knocked it right into her.
Yeah. Knocked it right into her.
Like, those Germans are taking over.
Those Germans are so smart, they made bombs just making people German.
That would work, man. If they could drop a bomb on you and we're all speaking German, we're like, I guess. Yeah. Right?
Nine!
They win.
3 years ago, police found a Navy vet unconscious in a Southern California motel, and when he woke up, he had no memory of his previous life and spoke Swedish.
Mm. All right.
That one's trippy. Let's see, earlier this year, a Texas woman who had surgery on her jaw has sported a British accent ever since.
That could be because she had surgery on her jaw.
They stiffened the jaw.
Yeah, like...
She got to stiff up her lip now.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou, let's hear the Cockney.
Nah.
Not feeling it today, Brian.
Was it,
You don't got it? No,
I can't think of what to say, like, more, please!
Just throw a good, like, oi!
Oi!
Yeah.
And then the last one to hear in Australia, a former bus driver got in a serious car crash that left her with a broken back and jaw. When she woke up, she had a completely unexpected French
New Zealand.
Accent.
Oh, that's just an accent.
Just went from Australia
an
to
accent,
New Zealand.
Yeah, an accent is far less weird than an entire dialect.
An entire language.
Crikey,
yeah.
She sounds like a Kiwi.
Except for the British one. That'd be weird if it was Cockney. If you're like, all right, we're going to get through this, baby. I love
it
you.
It would have been
like, I love you too, governor. And you're like, oh.
She just been, said saying the word.
Yeah, we're not going to get through this.
I don't know if I could have handled it if when you broke your leg, I would have seen you in the hospital and you would have been like, oi, my leg is broken.
My leg snapped.
Like a twig.
And then the final one. All right, I tried to avoid all the political stuff, so this is the least political story ever. A woman saw a Trump rally, and guess what she was doing? Drinking. Mm-hmm. And decided to take action. And she went to the parking lot and smeared all the cars of the attendees with peanut butter, drawing big dicks made out of peanut butter on all of their cars. And then bursted into the scene, ranting and raving about why she hates Trump. Problem was, it wasn't a Trump rally.
What was it?
A nature conservation rally.
Rump rally.
Rump rally.
That the peanut butter was doo-doo.
Dude, I don't get is that, like, okay, you think you're above Trump. Trump's like this terrible person, but you're smearing peanut butter in dick shapes on people's cars at a rally.
It could seriously be just the media, because, you know, the media manipulates us a lot, and I don't want to get into it, but... It seems like all the people who are screaming, like the liberals who are screaming for justice and stuff like that, are the biggest proprietors of violence in this fucking election. God. Like, they're the ones fucking throwing shit and you know, smashing down that Hillary statue, even though baby dick Trump was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. But if my Facebook wall is any indication, just the front page. Everyone's just super annoying and should really...
Oh, I hate it.
I really can't wait for this to be over.
Oh, I hate it.
Two more weeks is bullshit.
Yeah, man. Well, it's no way, because if he loses, he's claiming fucking...
Yeah, but it's done if he loses. Like, no one's going to give
Gore,
a shit,
bro. He fucking dragged that out for months.
Yeah, yeah. But that race was close.
He's saying the other side's cheating.
Yeah.
So his fucking followers, are his true followers...
Al Gore said that, too. And cheating. Al Gore had a legitimate case. The only state that was in contention was run by the other candidate's brother.
Yeah, there was a legitimate complaint there.
We lost some black votes.
Unless
this, down the drain.
This, like, Anthony Weiner thing turns out to be cataclysmic, they're saying that the numbers aren't even close so far.
I heard differently. I heard he's catching up.
From him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lies?
Right.
Yeah.
She has no history of
all the polls taken outside of Walmart say he's winning.
Yeah. He's Walmart friendly, that guy.
All those facts and figures coming from Trump Tower really leaning heavy on his side.
I just vote for Obama again, bro.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it.
Can we put a none of the above box on this thing?
How many votes do you think Harambe gets?
Oh God,
he's got my vote.
More than Gary Johnson.
He's got my vote.
I vote for I'm just saying things weren't this bad when Harambe was alive.
I think he just blew this whole thing wide open. Harambe 2016. Fuck never forget. All right, that's it for the news. That's all I had. Shitty news week. We're gonna take a break. And we'll play some games when we come back. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now, a word from some of our friends.
I gotta say, after a long night fighting crime, there's only one thing to do. Listen to Geek Yogurt. It's got all the factual information you need about serious heroes like me, your friendly neighborhood Spider Knight. Listen to us. We're on iTunes. We're on some other sites. We're on Facebook. //. It doesn't matter. /. Geek Yogurt. We're also on Twitter. Yogurt Podcast. Do it. Alfred will be pleased.
Hi, guys. It's Batman. And when I'm cruising around the city, I'm always listening to the Attention Deficit Order podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Where's the trailer? And we're back.
Just playing those ads, we noticed a trend happening.
This was our Batman themed day.
Batman themed ad day. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some shout outs.
Shout out!
That, of course, is the Stan version, so shout out to them, Big Papa Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And the houses over there.
Yep, since we got Dan here, VG times 3.
We gotta get a commercial, man.
Yeah, you do.
We gotta get on that. Why are you looking at me? Why is that?
You're the host of this.
My sole responsibility.
If you want me to do it, I'll do it.
I do, yeah. Right. I didn't want you to do that.
Alright.
I got look forward to that next week.
What?
I got some clips you can maybe use for that.
Oh,
we'll throw in some Lou. We'll throw in some Lou ones too.
Lou's smoking hot.
When are the clips coming though?
When are the clips coming though?
All right. Other shout-outs: Golden Belligerent, of course. Mm-hmm. Attention Deficit Order, Gungo, Offensive Line, Lo-Fi, Geek Dig, Rocky Comedy.
Shout out to Geek Dig, especially, man. They were on BG Times 3, and excellent.
Yeah,
Clint was awesome, man.
And,
as a matter of fact, that episode was so good, I think I might just put it back up again this week.
Meaning we didn't record one this week.
Yeah.
Anyone I'm forgetting?
Yeah, we're Crazy J and the Rockin'
Comedy.
I threw
that one out there. It's a Rockin' Comedy show.
My bad.
And our networks, of course. Oh, who's the other guys? The Comical Podcast?
Yes.
Mm. Metal Geeks Podcast. I think their Kickstarter is ending this week, so Speak No Evil. Get on there on Kickstarter. Help them out.
And Geek Yogurt, we have you just play their ad.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Right.
And our networks, of course, we got Radio Vegas and IRN, the Internet Radio Network. So let's play some games.
Yeah,
you guys need some points here. I got
it's been a while since we've been drinking, playing games. Mm-hmm. All about that.
So
I don't know, Pete. It's a slow game week.
Slow game week. I made an alteration to the Stan game that I thought would help Lou out. So you
not
wanna...
the name though, right?
No. The name is firmly in place.
You only did Japanese movies?
So let's play the It's Whatever, If Anything, I Thought You Guys Can Make Something Out of It, Call It What You Want If You Guys Like It game.
Oh,
only that? Movies featured on Netflix.
That would help a lot.
That would be the
only little... movies rentable from Lou's public library.
How about my Netflix queue? Really wind it down.
This week I took...
Kung Fu movies. That would help out a lot.
instead of
some Korean joints lately.
Korean joints?
Those little fuckers are fast.
And they're thicker too. They got a yeah. more of a pan face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right, no, it's so, true.
Yeah. Pan face. I just never heard that one.
You never heard it?
No.
Shh, get up on your fucking racism, bro. Come
yeah,
on.
I'm slacking. So I took the regular movie game. Instead of misleading descriptions, I went online and found haikus.
So oh, all right.
I'm going to read
it. No, you can go accurate descriptions. We're just, all right.
Let's a shark in the water with three guys after him.
That's admirably succinct and accurate, Pete. Let's show us.
People go into a park filled with dinosaurs from the Jurassic era.
Which one?
Billy and the Clonosaurus.
That's a Simpsons reference, right? Yeah.
All right.
You spoil it when you meant.
So I found these haikus online. I'll just read them. And whoever figures out the movie first, chat it out, and you get the point. All right. So I hand wrote these, so bear with me. I searched far and wide. All I got was this lousy head inside a box.
Seven.
Yeah.
There you go, Lou.
What's in the box?
Ah, well done.
Nice.
Next one.
Say it in an accent.
What accent?
Japanese. You know what accent. A Japanese accent.
Yeah.
Was wrongly accused.
Nice.
Came out clean on other side.
Shawshank Redemption.
I'm going to split that point.
Wow.
That was
good.
That was word for word.
It was good.
Good yeah. old Andy Dufresne.
Came out clean on other side. Help me sand this boat.
Good old Andy.
I lost a pack of cigarettes that night because of Andy Dufresne.
Ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. Tricked in the chat room. Tricked in the chat room. Now I see in green numbers.
The Matrix.
Yes.
I forgot he started in the chat room.
I heard Dan and Lou on that one. You guys are too close. All right, here's a tougher one.
Was sexual tension bothering you?
A little bit.
He's got the bug.
Lou's got the bug.
Check his temperature. He's smoking hot.
A trip into a space. Open the pod bay doors. How?
Oh, alien.
No. Great. 2001 in Space Odyssey.
Shit.
I think that was me.
I said Space Odyssey. I didn't say 2001, though.
Yeah, full title, man.
Yeah, hey, man.
I tried to get in there quick.
The Odyssey was written by Homer, bro. That wasn't a movie.
All right, next one. I'm not going to do the accent. It's annoying.
Do Korean one this time.
I don't know what a Korean accent sounds like.
It's the same thing, Pete. I trick you.
Maybe a Chinese accent. Mm-hmm. You like to dance, no? me, him. Don't hurt me no more.
Oh, Night at the Roxbury.
There it is.
Boom.
That movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah. I was part concerned that nobody would remember what that movie was called.
Do the. You should just sing the song real quick in that accent.
What is love? I lost the accent already.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
No more.
Whoa.
All right, next round. No accents.
No accents needed.
UFO breaks down. Man kicks out aliens because they don't pay the rent.
MIB.
No.
Independence Day.
No.
We're looking at you, Lou.
Kicks out. I don't know. Batteries not included.
Batteries not included. No, but I like that answer. It was District 9.
Oh, don't pay the rent.
That was a snooze fest, man.
Yeah.
Second half of that movie rocks. When he gets a big robot.
I wouldn't know.
It's like, bro, someone squash these two bugs, bro. Let's move on with the story.
Ah, when he gets that robot suit.
Can't squash the bug, it's awesome.
It's like 80 minutes into that movie, and finally he gets something that happens. I fell asleep.
Okay.
Couldn't handle it.
Next one. Adrenaline shot.
Oh, Transporter.
No.
Oh, no, it's that guy, one. Though. It's the other one.
This next line is going to give it away. Painful place to hide a watch.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Hitmen look like dorks.
What was the one where he was banging his girlfriend in public?
No, it's a Jason Statham movie where it was Crank.
Crank. That's what I was
An saying. Underrated gem.
That's a great one. Was actually really good.
The second one's amazing.
I never saw the second one.
Oh, it's batshit nutty.
It's just like...
it's like take everything dumb about the first one and multiply it by 100.
Yeah.
There's a scene where he's powering himself with electricity and he turns into a giant Jason Statham wearing a big foam Jason Statham head and smashing a city.
Great. Yeah, it's bonkers.
Everyone loves being Jason Statham.
Final haiku.
Action.
Shot in Wisconsin. People eating all the brains. Let's go to the mall.
The Night of the Living Dead. I'm sorry, no. The second one. Day of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, I knew when he said Wisconsin.
He's like the Tasmanian Texas devil coming at you.
Texas.
I got a couple standard rounds, too, that I thought we could go through.
All right.
I'm cool. Yeah, all right. I'm into it. Just you got to say the title.
You got to read it like an Asian guy, too.
Not doing it.
Read it like a Russian.
But let's see if you guys can get these.
Read like a Russian guy.
A man rises to head of social movement. Is he fights with his inner demons? No.
Social network and he's fighting his inner demons?
A man rises to head a social movement as he fights with his inner demons.
Oh, Fight Club.
Fight Club is correct.
Boom.
Okay, let's see. A maniac harasses a trans woman on behalf of a football team.
A maniac?
Oh, Ace Ventura.
Yeah, yep, it is Ace Ventura. Why do you only know taglines?
Pet detective.
He like goes back, like he works back. Like, he's like, alrighty then.
Like a glove.
Uh-huh. Bigger, stronger. Uh-huh. The South Park movie.
I need to ask you a few questions. He's got his butt
cheeks. World police. Team America.
All right. A young woman abandons her single father for a man she just met who has never heard her speak.
Ben is her father?
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Oh.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Dan's killing this.
Yeah, dude. I watch it all the fucking time. So you don't need to hear her speak.
Mwah.
Yeah.
It's like, you could talk. Ugh.
Get back in the water.
Yeah, Eric's like, ugh, bitch. I thought you were great. I'm the first bitch I ever met that didn't say anything.
I was wondering what I was gonna use my other two wishes on. The bitch on the beach doesn't talk.
All right, next one.
I thought I was Aladdin.
An organization that houses juvenile delinquents is attacked by four grotesque monsters.
Attack the Block?
No.
An
organization that houses juvenile delinquents is attacked by four grotesque monsters.
I would say Mrs. Peregrine, the new movie.
No. Yeah. Try to shy away from movies nobody's seen.
Man,
Samuel Jackson's in that shit too.
And I hear he's awful in it.
Nah, but what's her name? What was that, Ava Green?
Oh, I'm sorry. Repeat that one more time.
Mm-hmm. An organization that houses juvenile delinquents is attacked by four grotesque monsters.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. A Harry Potter movie?
No.
Was it X-Men?
No.
Monster Squad?
No. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first movie.
But they're not an organization. Yeah. They're a bunch of brothers.
They're the Foot Clan. They're a clan.
Oh.
Juvenile delinquents aren't the turtles.
I understand.
They're getting attacked by four grotesque monsters. All right.
You just blew my mind, Ryan.
All right. Ready for the next one? A group of Nazis destroy themselves after being pestered by an archaeologist.
Indiana Jones.
Which one?
And the Temple of
Doom. Doom.
No, because the only one they didn't fuck for the Nazis, guys.
Oh.
I should get the point based on that.
Then you win, bro.
Did you say it?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
And or the Last Crusade.
Raiders of the Lost Ark specifically because the Nazis all just die.
They die in the third one, too. He kill like fucking, there are 50 Nazis in that movie.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have to do anything in that first movie and they just die.
No way, man. He punched one out of a fucking Zeppelin, bro.
And they still got the Ark.
Yo, he threw a motherfucker off a tank.
And they still got the Ark.
All right.
Girls, you're both pretty. Let's move on.
Look, we're arguing.
Quiet, bug.
About fucking Indiana Jones here, right?
All right, we'll do one more. Mm-hmm. Police take issue with a man who is very concerned with women's weight.
Oh, the Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Silence of the Lambs is right. Yeah.
Yep.
Take issue. That's a weird way to say it.
Just a big old fat person.
All right, Dan with 6 points on that one. Brian with 5 and Lou with 4. Well done, all right.
It was tight.
I think we should do some laws. Oh, yeah. Because I got him handy.
Painted Black as Wonder's Eggs and getting speed.
All right. This is a game where I give you a law. You tell me if this is a true law that exists or some bullshit. First law. In Missouri,
it is illegal. I'll be cold in the ground before
I'll be 6 feet deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri. Anyway, in Missouri, it is illegal for an on-duty firefighter to rescue a woman wearing a nightgown.
Yeah, the Ren and Stimpy law, man.
They just see her close up. It's like, oh, oh, oh!
Save my walrus! Save me! Save my baby! They got big old fat bitches over there.
That
man.
Was a twisted episode.
That's with the show.
Yeah, that's true.
But how was it worded again?
In Missouri, it is illegal for an on-duty firefighter to rescue a woman wearing a nightgown.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
What you thinking?
They're stupid. I don't know. No, the Ren and Stimpy defense.
Dude, that is fucking lethal to the skinny little fire dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes, because I imagine that there was some sort of grope situation that happened. And they like, had to
put you could
on.
Save me, but you can't get a little grope.
Put on a sweatshirt! Put on a sweatshirt!
Hide your shame! I won't save you if you're going to be dressed like a whore!
Lou, what do you think?
False, because it's just stupid. This is dumb.
We don't save skanks in Missouri! Put some clothes on, harlot!
So we got two truths and a false. This is a true law.
What? Come on, I told you, Ren and Stimpy, man.
I know.
Come on, man.
I think Ren and Stimpy was based out of, like, California, though.
Yeah, but you can't go against Nicktoons in general.
He grew up in the Midwest.
Did he?
I have no idea.
All right, ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. In Vermont, it is illegal to offer a stranger leftover fried chicken on a holiday.
In Vermont. They don't have fried chicken in Vermont. They're too, like, or organic over there.
Too organic.
They never killed a chicken.
I'm going to say trans fats are illegal no matter what, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with Brian.
Yeah, they're very soy-based. They have a soy-based economy.
They're a very crunchy state.
Bunch of pussies. Yeah.
Big old
pussies. I was just there.
Pussies.
Yeah.
They don't give you plastic bags. It's weird.
Unicycles, I think.
Just handed Pete his meal in his hands. Nothing else. Just take this with you.
Why did I order soup?
Oh, no. Thought the garlic mash were a good idea.
All right. Vermont. That's a syrup state, right?
Syrup state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they have to have chicken because they've got waffles. They got waffles aplenty.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the state dish.
Right. So I'm going to say this is...
Blue. Remember, there are a bunch of pussies up there.
Yeah.
Fried chicken is awesome.
Biggest pussies in the country.
Mm.
Maybe even the world.
It's out of Rhode Island. That's right, Rhode Island. I said it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is true because they want you to buy your chicken with the waffles, not get it for free.
Mm.
They've got a syrup surplus.
You didn't bring your chicken into this restaurant, did you?
Right.
I'm not getting the logic, but you're going that this is an actual law?
I didn't get the syrup surplus. They want you to bring the chicken to the waffles.
No.
And they want syrup surplus.
They want you to buy
No, they're big on syrup. Everything up there is fucking syrup
related. To be fair, I've always talked about like how it goes together well, but I've never actually had, I think, chicken and waffles.
Oh, it's great. Good.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's very good, actually. All right, so we got a true and two falses.
Mm-hmm.
Lou's back in the game. It's a true law.
That's syrup surplus, son. It's a sticky situation.
That's what it says on the state flag.
Right.
Welcome to Vermont. It's a sticky situation.
Right, it's just a brown splat there. Or flag.
No, actually, well, my girlfriend...
Like it's not doo-doo.
My girlfriend grew up in Vermont, and she's like, knows how to tap trees and shit. It's like, they just know these things.
Yeah, everything's in syrup. Box, son.
I mean, like, what do you... Yeah. You just, like, get the nozzle and just...
Hand they got, like, a little spigot.
Yeah. Thing.
She's doing it all wrong. She's like this? She's uncorking your top, bro?
Yeah, physical
Pete's
jokes.
He's like, this is agony.
Physical jokes are great on the podcast.
She's unscrewing the head of your dick, all right? It's
on the head. There you go.
Give Brian Pete the old tweak.
All right, next one.
Stop jerking me off, lady. It hurts so much. You're Indian burning it.
It's not a light bulb, damn it. In Florida, it is illegal to own and operate a motorcycle past the age of 60.
That's
no way, dude. Daytona's down there. That's not happening.
Yeah, man. I'm going to say that there's a lot of old people riding bikes down there.
I'm going to go as far to say that it's hard to stop old people from doing anything in Florida.
Mm-hmm. except for dying.
Yeah. Mm,
that's a good point.
I don't know. I think Florida is just the super lax on anything. Do whatever the fuck you want, state.
My grandma's pushing 90. She's still got a license, dude. They can't take it away from her. Just can't.
Yeah, man. They don't even put sidewalks near roads.
No.
Like, too many people getting GTA'd.
Sidewalks are at least 600 feet in. Yeah.
So what do you think, Lou?
It's false.
This is a false law.
Yeah.
Points all around. All right, next one. Mm-hmm. In Kentucky, a woman cannot buy a hat without her husband's permission.
They old school. Oh, yeah.
Old school?
Yeah.
Like that old school?
Mm-hmm. They're not talked to unless talked to.
I don't know if it's true or false, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Strict hat law.
Women can buy some silly hats, dude.
Yeah.
No, I don't think any husband would give his wife permission to buy any of those ridiculous hats for the Derby.
What do you? Yeah. It is a Derby.
They're all about it, man. They work for years for that.
The husband would buy that hat?
With his hard-earned money?
Right.
The husband's...
Fuck no.
Yeah, the husband wants a peacock too, bro. He's got himself a crazy gaudy suit too, man. He's got the Colonel Sanders tie. He's
bolo.
Yeah, the little bolo tie. He's got, I'm sure, they're drinking, mint juleps.
No. Dude.
Flashy place, man.
Steve Harvey suits can't sell fast enough in Kentucky.
So what are we thinking here?
I'm thinking this is absolutely true, man. Because you know what? Yeah, because of the Kentucky Derby, they got the crazy hats, and they have to be approved before they go out in public with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think a dapper gent needs to match up. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to show up in the purple suit, and she shows up in the teal hat. So
you're saying true?
Yeah. I say true.
Yeah, I mean, if the dude is just showing up looking like the colonel, it doesn't even matter.
White goes with anything.
Yeah, right. This is false.
White goes with anything.
All right, so you're going false.
Yeah.
If your hat was a horse, I'd shoot it.
False, true, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This law is true.
I told you, Lou. Mm. There's a dapper gentleman out there, man. They're not trying to have some fucking dimwit with this stupid hat.
The wife is an accessory out there, Lou.
It's good people out there.
Now, how would you like it? She's just another extension of the clothes. How would you like it if I was like, Lou, you can pick your own shirt and shoes, but I get to pick your pants? It'd be a no-go, you know?
This is a weird conversation.
Lou's like, it's pajamas or nothing.
He's like, I dress myself, Stan.
All right, next one. In Georgia, it is illegal for anyone to eat popcorn during church services.
Mm. I can see how that could get annoying, so I'm going to say this is true.
You're going true on that.
I'm going to say there was some violence involved, and it's true.
That there was an altercation
there
involved
was.
Popcorn?
Yeah. An altercation.
Let's get it popping.
The Jiffy Pop incident of 06.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this is false. That the real answer is like Doritos.
No. Some other. It was an altercation at the altar.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this might be true because if the birds probably get too crazy, right? If you're throwing popcorn at a wedding or something like
that. Birds do love popcorn, but I don't see where that comes into play.
No, because, again, you're at church, right? You throw popcorn for a wedding or something like that.
Well,
it's rice. Traditionally, it's rice. Not buttered popcorn.
It's Georgia. They take what they get, bro. What are you talking about? Rice?
You get what you get, and you
fuck
don't
get that Chang grain. I'm going to throw American corn.
I will just say, in the wording, it does say to eat popcorn, not throw popcorn.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I'm going to go with my original answer.
Just so I'm sure, Lou said true.
False.
Oh, you said false?
Yeah.
True.
True and true?
Yeah.
False law.
You can eat popcorn in church?
It's a quiet
This tonight. Is not a law in place.
It's like Peter Griffin in church or something like that. It's like all the fucking noise. Yeah.
It was really good sermons.
Yeah. You're all going to hell. But popcorn.
In Massachusetts, it's against the law to rent an elephant for the purposes of transportation.
Yeah, sure. White people don't ride elephants, so...
That should really be up to the proprietor of the elephant.
Well, there's... You know what? That's a really white city, and I don't know...
Had to be a wedding.
The
had
white wedding. City of Massachusetts.
Yeah. So, I'm in the right state, I should say, and the fuck you, Pete. And, you know what? I've never known a white guy ride an elephant, man. It's not a white guy vehicle. So maybe it's like a weird racism.
What if he was going
I've
ham?
I've seen a black guy ride an elephant.
Indian people.
What if he was going ham on his Aladdin outfit for Halloween?
They don't want that.
Shows
kind of
up
shit.
To the bar on the elephant, Prince Ali style.
Why don't you go with Tom Brady?
Sick. Yeah. He can't, man. That guy's too handsome.
I don't know. I think just for circus purposes, this has got to be false.
Just for circus?
Yeah, I'm going to say false, too. Brothers. People love it. Yeah. People love riding elephants, man. What else are you going to do with an elephant up there?
All right, so what are the votes again?
I'm going to say this is... How's the word again?
In Massachusetts, it is against the law to rent an elephant for the purposes of transportation.
True.
True.
Nah, man, what else are you going to do with it?
False. And Luke,
false. False. Big time.
This is a false law.
Yeah, well, you rent it to tickle it, Brian? You ride that shit. You ride that shit till the tusks fall off, Brian.
All right. In Nevada, it is illegal to ride a camel on the highway.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
No, that's a good vehicle for the desert, right?
No, I'm going to say that they're allowed to ride the horses and shit, but the camel's too slow. Like some dick was riding a camel in the middle 66. Of a rodeo.
Yeah, but it's a desert. That's a desert vehicle. It's a camel. They're old school in the desert. Horse would die, for sure. Horse can't rock in the desert, right?
Then you get car.
Well, I'm talking about animal-based vehicles. We're talking about elephants before. Yeah. Elephants in Massachusetts, camels in Nevada. All
right.
Yeah, this is true. Some dick tried it.
Mm-hmm. Some dick tried it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the boil down point to this whole game.
Like Nevada.
Did or did not some dick do this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say some dick was like, oh, those cops ride horses. And they're like, all right, fine. It's illegal to ride camels. Dogs. And
do cops ride horses in Vegas, you think?
They ride horses all over the place, man.
In the Northeast. Yeah, where it's fucking 120 degrees out. Horse gets a stroke.
There are horse ranches out in Nevada.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably. Yeah.
And bunny ranches, you know what I'm talking about?
Yumma dum dum.
What do you think, Brian?
I'm going to say that, is it illegal for it to happen?
It's illegal to ride a camel on a highway.
No, that's a desert vehicle. That's totally illegal.
All right, you're going that this is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually true law.
Mm-hmm. It's a desert vehicle. Come on.
No, but the...
Yeah.
He said that it is illegal to ride that camel. Voted true.
Well,
you meant false.
Yeah, I meant false.
It's right. Fine, though. You said true, man. No backsies.
Final
backed
law.
Up into a victory.
In Virginia, it is illegal to exaggerate one's own wealth while in conversation with others.
Really? Is that why they have the Commonwealth of Roanoke over there?
Yeah. Most people are common.
Yeah. What is it again?
In Virginia, it is illegal to exaggerate one's own wealth while in conversation with others.
I guess they just got too tired of that shit. Like, I own a tobacco farm.
I'm going to say yeah, because that's Virginia's one of the older states. You know what I'm saying?
It's a plantation country.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
George Washington's from there. They probably got tired of his ass. Like, I was the first president of the United States. I have so many, plantations. Blah, blah.
Or some girl got burned at a bar one day. She's like, you said you were a doctor.
I don't know why I'm going to the 1700s with this law, but...
Because of Virginia, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
That's all I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess
sat around the porch, talking about how many slaves they owned.
Yeah.
All right, so what are the votes here?
That's none of my business. Yeah.
Let's lock them in. Lou, what do you think?
This is true.
Going
this
true.
This is true, yep.
Brian?
I'm going to go true.
True?
Yeah, true.
It's just bad Southern hospitality. Yeah. You'd be bragging.
You should not brag.
Yeah.
True's all around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is... a fake law.
The boisterous over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently. You just brag all day.
Why?
It is Trump country.
Is it? Mm. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like he's from there. Like, all right.
No, but...
Yeah.
They love bragging.
Motherfuckers talking reckless in Virginia.
All right. Results of that game. Lou and Dan tied.
Mm. All right.
Got the advantage over Brian on that one. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I got imitations.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
We're actually only at like an hour and 10, so we got some time.
Okay.
So we'll do whatever.
Boulder Dash. Boulder Dash.
We'll do some imitations.
All right.
Oh, I should. You should do the thing.
Yeah.
These are my impressions. We should do some imitations, Pete. All right, we'll do some imitations. Oh, shit. It's totally unexpected. I should finally. I came out of nowhere with that. I don't know. Can't hit me out of left field.
All right, so I'm going to give you somebody to impersonate and a line to read, and you're going to do so as that person. First round, let's do a little Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel? All right.
Vin Diesel. he's going to say, hey, what's up? Just kidding, I don't care.
All right, so where are we starting?
Let's start with Lou.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm just going to do some low voice, I guess.
I had the perfect Vin Diesel, so I win.
Do you?
Yeah.
If he says, I am Groot, he's losing a point.
Okay. I'm not.
What was the line? Hey, what's up? I don't care.
Hey, what's up? Just kidding. I don't care.
Hey, what's up? Just kidding. I don't care.
That's your deep
one. That was a good one.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
That was hot.
Something about car parts, I guess. Iron Giant.
It's family.
Iron Giant.
Hey, what's up? hey, what's up? Just kidding. I don't care. La familia.
Well, you nailed the inability to act right there.
Yeah, that was good.
yeah. That wasn't a dig on Brian. That was
Sorry, it was good. It was good.
It was an attempted dig on Vin Diesel.
All right, Dan. Vin Diesel.
It's incredibly like on a dick. Right?
that was
Vin Diesel sucking a dick.
Yeah. You play that against the Fast and the Furious. Yeah. You can't even tell that that's not him.
All right, next round. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
He's going to say, you're a real blue flame special, young, dumb, and full of cum.
All right.
It's a line from Point Break. All right, start with Brian. All right.
Would you say it one more time?
You're a real blue flame special, young, dumb, and full of cum.
You're a real blue flame special, young, dumb, full of cum.
Oh. Not changing your voice at all. Bold strategy. Bold. Dan?
I don't even remember how this movie talks.
Right.
I'm just going to imitate Brian.
you're a real blue flame special, young, dumb, and full of gum.
All right. Slightly.
Get a little gruff, you know what I'm saying? A little gruff.
My knee! It's his neck. He broke his neck.
Oh, what's it? Is he always had a fucking brace?
Yeah.
I never knew if it was part of the show.
Owen Hart, before he fucking dropped from the rafters of his blue blazer, broke his fucking neck.
I don't even remember his catchphrase.
What's actually funny about this round is I'm using names that you two came up with when I asked you, what name? I'm running out of names. What should I use? These are some you came up with.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to be on the show at that point. So that's my defense.
All right, Lou.
All right.
You're a real blue flame special, young, dumb, and full of cum.
Damn.
Shaking my head.
That was pretty Sesame Street of you, Lou.
Nobody asked for a hell yeah or nothing. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sticking my middle finger.
Fucking Pete. Woo!
Now I'm going to stomp him out in the corner.
I'll give Lou points for so space. Someone's under Pete. All right, let's try Alfred Hitchcock.
What the fuck does that guy even sound like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like an old fat... It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets a hose again. We're going to start with Dan.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets a hose again.
See, that was not bad.
Really?
That actually sounded...
You got to get jowly, son.
You got to get jowly with it.
I didn't know that.
Getting jowly with it. Nah. Yeah. Just hit your Nixon up, dude.
I thought he talked more like...
He has B-word fat. Where he can't pronounce his B.
I didn't know that. I thought he...
Yeah.
I thought he talked like that cartoon character. Like, it grabs the lotion on its skin. Like,
that's droopy.
Droopy?
I thought he talked
not
like that.
Not that jolly. You gotta pull it back, Lou.
Or else he gets the hose again.
That's how you're motorboat now.
Right. You said he was jolly.
Yeah, he is. He is jolly.
What was the equivalent thing?
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. It
rubs the lotion on its skin. I don't know.
This is how it goes. So.
Yeah.
It rubs lotion on his skin or else it gets the hose
again. I know you do a good Howard. You
should have put him on the list.
Yeah.
Didn't he just retire or something?
He's fucking dead. He's been dead. Dead?
Who retired? Vin Scully or something.
He deep retired.
Yeah.
6 feet of retired, bro.
That's pretty fucking retired.
Yeah, no, I think Vin Scully, 89, that guy.
All right, I got a few.
Are you
backups.
Sure he retired? Yeah, there's no way he's coming back.
Unless the dead rise.
Let's try another one. Let's see. What do you guys like better? Everyone know what... Jesse Ventura sounds like?
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's going to say, respect the cock, tame the cunt.
All right.
Sounds like a Jesse Ventura quote.
Yeah. It's from Magnolia, but close enough.
What was it?
Respect the cock, Tame the cunt. All right. Tame it.
All right. Respect the cunt. Tame the cunt.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right, Mean Gene. Respect the cock and tame the cunt. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water.
They say respect the cock and tame the cunt. I don't believe it.
I am 110% bald underneath this bandana.
All right. That was good.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Oh, yeah. He's doing like a thing. He wrote a book or something, and he's all over the place.
He wrote a couple, yeah.
Well, he just wrote a new one.
Oh.
Oh, and that man is magic to listen to.
He was elected governor of Minnesota.
Oh, he's bonkers.
There was a while, like 10 years ago, I was like, he might have the right idea. I don't know. Until he went like super into the deep end.
He had a TV show.
He was blowing the lid off everything.
Area 51.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even called Area 51.
It just woke me up, son.
Yeah. Stay woke.
Right.
All right. Let's do...
Stay woke, Mean Gene.
Yeah. Let's do...
Gorilla Monsoon.
Let's do James Gandolfini. Little Tony Soprano.
Okay.
He's going to say... Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Okay. Who is it on?
That's you. All
right. I feel Brian has a distinct advantage looking at him.
Wow.
Just looking at him, I feel it's not fair.
Well, fat, drunk, and stupid is what?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is not fuck.
Oh, trying to not change your voice strategy.
It was a beautiful fucking animal, Chris.
No, you're done.
Yeah.
I think he had a high voice. I don't remember, man.
I think it was kind of nasally. High. Yeah. All
right.
Always sounded like he was about to start crying.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
All right, Walken.
All right. I mean, I don't know what you did, bro. All
right. Goddamn.
Doing a Mexican accent.
I was gonna try and do it like really stupid, like
that joke is stupid.
No, just because I don't really know too much.
I know these are
so. I was gonna be like
nuanced.
Hey, I found the drunk and the stupid.
Luke gets a point.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that joke is stupid.
Oh, remember we were doing that for a while. Yeah.
That's of course a line from Animal House,
mm-hmm.
And we'll do one more. Let's see who I got. I got Jeff Goldblum or James Earl Jones.
Dude, fucking Dater, bro. That's right. Way easier than little Jewy Jeff Goldblum. Well,
one of
bro.
Them you just stutter through, and the other one is super deep. Man. So
we're gonna download a virus onto the
the alien ship.
What is that? Nature finds a way.
Yeah, chaos theory.
Yeah.
All right.
Great job, so Goldblum. Gold.
So we're all in agreement, James Earl Jones?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's going to line from Blues Brothers. I hate Illinois Nazis. And we're starting with Dan.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Again, with the sucking on a dick method.
It's like bad with the cherry on top, bro. It's...
All right, Lou. Let's see what you can do.
All right, I shouldn't have made fun of him because
yeah, let's get at it, Lou. Yeah.
I instantly regret.
Let's get at it.
Oh, don't. Didn't you have all those like little vignettes you did with a deep, deep, deep voice?
Yeah, he doesn't have them on him, partner.
No, that was all like.
So you guys don't hang low.
That was all effects.
Oh.
Yeah.
He Louis talked just like with the lies.
Yeah. All right. What was it?
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I don't know. Hakeem, I hate Illinois Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pilgrim. Yeah.
Threw the Hakeem in there. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Okay. Brian? Simba. I hate Illinois Nazis.
Boo.
My favorite thing in the world is that Brian
remember,
loves this game.
Remember. Because we suck at it.
If
we were just uncanny.
I don't know, man. I think these voices were incredibly nuanced.
Yo, No, if we were uncanny,
we did Goofy last week. Like, I right. remember what Goofy said.
Chris Pine. Yeah, all right. He's got a normal.
What's in the box? Wait.
What's in the box?
Who's that fucking dick who does all the impressions?
Which one?
The one guy that's.
Oh, the guy who still does John Madden, even though John Madden's been out of the fucking.
Yeah, if we were all spot on, it'd be funny as a Frank Caliendo skit. Like,
no, that actually gives a lot
of
perspective.
The fact that we suck is what's funny.
Yeah, there's no jokes in a Frank Caliendo bit.
No.
It's like, yeah, you're spot on, bud. Wish they all were real here.
It's hard to see how he crowbars some of those voices into his stand-up. Like, especially, again, the John Madden. You're just like, dude, that guy has been out of the spotlight for like 15 years.
Right.
You do a decent John Madden, but come on.
I like to think that John Madden's at home and he's just like, he knows nothing of my work.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
Well, we still got some time.
You want to do another game? Or?
Yeah, we'll do one more. We'll finish.
Let's do a quickie. You want to do a perfect 10?
Hold the day.
Up next on the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10. Describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner. Perfect 10 over me. Ooh, it's longer. Perfect 10 over me.
You could have just played the short one.
For me, yeah. I hope you're happy. Perfect 10 over me.
Ooh, in the name of love.
All right, I'm going to give you a scenario. You're each going to have 1 minute to tell me your perfect day in that scenario. This week, you're going on a cruise.
Hmm.
That is your scenario.
Anybody? Where? Any particular place?
That's up to you.
Disney cruise, man. Top notch.
Make it crazy. Go off the wall. Whatever you feel like. All right. Who's feeling it? I'll give you all a second.
Just pick somebody.
All right. Brian.
All right.
You're going to take a shot of the king. You better not miss.
60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Do it.
So I'm taking a cruise to the Caribbean Islands, and I get off in Jamaica, and it's nothing but gung-cha-cha-gung.
That's a bad choice, white boy.
And that's what this guy said to me when I was buying weed from him. And I was like, oh, thank you, local sir. I will buy some different Jamaican grass. And, you know, there's a bunch of some fruity drinks there. I see Bob Marley's home, man. That's pretty cool. I get up on the boat. We go cruising. There's just dolphins, you know, jumping around. You know, I don't know. I'm just having a real nice cruise, I guess. You know, like the good buffet going. Without drinking, I'm boring. You know? I don't know.
Wow. Cool. They get the saltwater hot
tub. The amenities on this cruise, fantastic.
I went to the basketball court. I found out I had to rent the basketball. Yeah, so that was a hassle.
Very clean bathrooms. Mm-hmm.
Good bathrooms. You know, the buffet, you know, they closed a little early for my liking.
All right. We got to shut this game down.
The game is actually over.
Wow. The game is over forever now.
Wow.
Dan, can you redeem this?
I'm just going to buy a jersey that says Perfect 10 and hang it up.
It's just done. This is describing what's on a cruise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I get on the cruise, right?
Yeah.
And it's a home loan situation where I'm like, oh my God, my wife and kids got on another cruise.
Hooray!
Yeah. It turns to be that slamming Budweiser cruise. But midway, we iceberg it like the Titanic into the craft beer special.
Light.
Yeah. And we actually just tie up together and ride hand in hand. It's pretty cool. Everyone's getting pretty drunk. We replace all this shit with beer hot tubs and whatnot. It's pretty groovy. I got to say, we hit the Bahamas. We've avoided Jamaica because, you know, we're intelligent. We cruise over to England. Which I've always wanted to see, and
there's a hell of a U-turn you made, bro. Game of the Caribbean.
Yeah, we pipe a hot U-turn straight into the Brexit territory, and I just go wild in England. Done.
Do people go wild in England?
You have to pick. You have to pack.
I feel like rule the island
for this cruise. It's like, all right, I'm gonna pick a lot of like Caribbean.
Where are my sweater vests? My sweater vests.
Like going wild in England.
I wasn't like ready for a perfect deck. 10. That's like the last thing I thought of.
All right, excuses.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
Lou, let me punch it up for you.
Go for it.
Go ahead, Lou.
Is that?
Oh, I don't know what that was. Just ignore it.
That was a little background. A little background.
I don't get it.
I don't
it's
know
a tough
this,
guy
I don't
song.
Even know the song.
It's a tough guy song.
You guys don't know tough guy song.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is that like you get jazzed or pumped up to that or something? It's like your workout it's routine. When
I'm just wondering who you're gonna beat up, Lou. That's all.
Yeah, it's when he punches little kids in the stomach. He just
that's what he walks away to.
Bah! What do we got?
All right, I don't know. So there's a Caribbean cruise line
fighting around right? the world,
and. I'm not on the cruise yet. I take it over, you know, mm-hmm. Captain Phillips style.
I'm the captain now.
Yes, I'm the captain now.
Someone's getting sniped, huh?
Mostly it's a lot of old folks getting their asses beaten shuffleboard and, you know, shrimp cocktails and shit, you know.
You take it over to whoop some asses.
I'm taking the boat over. All right, who wants to get fucked up in shuffleboard? Yeah.
It's one of the nicer takeovers, you know. Everyone gets to leave.
It's pretty apparent we don't know how cruises work.
He's wanted a free cruise. Right. You they're so relieved that they're not getting fucking pirated.
Right. Yeah, that's all I got. That was it.
That was it?
That's a good cruise.
This was terrible.
You were on Brian's boat and you took it over.
You're on my boat?
I guess.
I would know you, bro. I'd knock you out and throw you overboard.
Okay, so Brian's the only one who doesn't.
No ticket!
He's the only one who doesn't get to go home.
All right.
Let me make an example out of you first.
Did you kill Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
He drowned.
The AK, son.
Come on. The Latino, brother.
Give me the ratata.
Ratata. There's no way they're going to sell you an AK, man.
You're not selling.
Come
It's a wait, pirate thing.
Wait, you just get an AK? You get, you
go it's the, part of like the pirate. The pirate.
Like the pirate!
The pirate kit! Every pirate gets like a fucking. Pirates! A bandana and an AK. Right?
To pirates!
They'd have Lou locked up like they had Captain Jack, like, AK, no bullets, compass doesn't work.
What, Captain Jack Sparrow?
You're the worst pirate I've ever seen.
All right. He'd have, like, one of those toy little, like, pirate hats on.
Just fold the newspaper. Alright, we are done.
To pirates!
I'm going to add this up.
We're done like two games ago. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's a late one tonight.
Yeah. I'm not really feeling funny too much today, but what can you do?
I feel you, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on, Dan, and representing VG Times 3. Great show with Brian on it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I really do enjoy the fact that Brian's on. I appreciate it, bud.
Mm. You're welcome, Dan. Pete, he's on it too.
You're not baiting me in this shit.
Baiting in what?
I'm on that. Brian, I'm happier there too.
Hmm? Why'd you put the 20,000 points?
I'm trying to add this shit.
One, two, three.
I only got so many fingers.
He's doing Hitchcock again.
Lou, man, thanks for coming on too, man. Fucking add quick, bro. What the fuck, bro?
I was hoping it wasn't true, but give the bug the belt. You got it.
Oof.
Damn.
Caught the bug again.
Damn.
Blue jumps out of the water today.
Mm.
And it made you late. Or early, I should say.
That was a bummer. All right. So we're done.
He didn't even apologize.
Right. I did so. I apologized.
He pulled that move where he said he apologized.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm
to get out of it.
It's a good way to not have to actually
I'm
do it.
Sorry that you didn't know that it was canceled.
All right, we're done.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook and all the other noise. Write a review, rate us on iTunes. Check out VG Times 3. We're all on there except for Lou.
Uh-huh.
And
great show.
The best.
Huge.
All right, Dan. You want to plug your show one more time? You want your 20 seconds?
Yeah, VGX3 radio on Twitter. You know, VGX3 everywhere. Well, you have a website now. VGX3, I just hooked it up.
Is it up?
This week, yeah, it's up.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to start
blogging.
Yeah, blogging and whatnot like that.
Did you ever use that logo I made for you? Or like three Mario dicks? Like
you probably kept that private stock, Lou. I don't even remember that.
That's good old Lou Reserve right there.
I'm making another one. I'm making.
All right.
One. Yeah, I got a great
four dick system.
I had saved like a while ago because we were going back and forth. A great picture of you. You're at the bar, like ah.
Oh no, that's good.
Cool. I got some wacky pictures of you too. Courtney you likes to hook me up. Some strange pictures
Lou,
of Lou.
Lou, did he get a little dick in the mouth with that?
You know it.
No, don't spoil the surprise, Lou. Come on.
All right, so
all right, 20 seconds on the clock, Dan.
All right.
Go for it.
PGX3 is where it's at. You want to see the winner. Every time I come in, I pull out the gold and I walk the fuck out and I walk it right over to VGX3 with Pete and Brian. You like video games? We got video games. You got them for days, son. Come on over.
Are you done?
Yeah, it's like a nice Caribbean cruise.
That was the perfect way to end this episode.
Yeah, it
is. Close the door behind you.
Just awkward pause.
Fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me.